I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of the most brutal dictators of our time must be held accountable. Plus, a new Christian in Afghanistan has something in common with a group of believers in China. We'll tell you what that's about in a few moments. But first, former President Omar al-Bashir built Sudan's reputation as an oppressive, bloodthirsty nation. Even after his removal, Bashir remains a key part of the new Sudan's future. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
For the process of healing really to begin, Omar al-Bashir needs to be held accountable. I mean, we're talking about the most brutal dictator in the lifetime of any of your listeners. 300,000 people dying, well over 2 million people being displaced. All of that blood is on that guy's hands. There's very few individuals, particularly in the South, who their family has not been affected.
Whether or not Bashir faces trial in the International Criminal Court remains to be seen. However, he was questioned by the Attorney General this week about his support of international terror groups.
You're talking about someone who's in his late 70s now, just the sake of putting him away for whatever the rest of his life looks like. That's the beginning of it. But then the Sudanese leadership needs to stand up and say, we will never allow ethnic cleansing to happen on our watch again.
World Mission's walking alongside the Sudanese through this process, and you can too. We'll explain how at missionnews.org.
There's a lot of people that love Jesus in this part of the world, but they haven't been properly equipped. We can really step into that void, because how are you going to make disciples if you don't have discipleship makers?
Next. Today, Wycliffe Associates dedicates the New Testament in a new language, Symbolic Universal Notation, or SUN. SUN is a concept-based language that Wycliffe Associates developed for deaf and deaf and blind people. It has the potential to bring God's word to about 56 million deaf people who cannot communicate in the local sign language. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates explains.
It's a way to convert the gestures of sign language into symbols on a page. Or in the case of deaf-blind, we print them using 3D printers so that they can be touched and felt in terms of the symbols and then understood.
Smith says in a SUN session in India, the people could only communicate with family through basic gestures. They didn't know the local sign language, and understandably, they were shy. Yet as the class continued, the atmosphere changed. Smith says,
these are adults, not just children, but people who've spent their entire lives unable to communicate with the people around them effectively. And within 4 days, we saw them learn the core 100 symbols of this symbolic universal notation. Within 4 days, they were able to read and begin to take in the meaning of John 3:16.
Pray for the Old Testament translation and for introduction of SUN worldwide. And a new Christian in Afghanistan is getting the training and discipleship he needs. Meanwhile, a group of Christians in China meets online every morning to share scripture and prayer. So what do they have in common? Well, they're both a part of a Sammy Tippett Ministries program that uses WhatsApp groups to bring believers together. Sammy Tippett explains.
We're off to a great start, and we're very excited about it, that we're going to be able to reach many, many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people around the world with the gospel, and also not only reach them, but disciple them after they come to Christ.
Already, the program has over 650 groups in 46 countries, and that's just the beginning.
And I say that we have started 650 small groups. The idea behind all of these small groups is not just to have a small group, but that those groups would be able to train leaders who will be able to reach others. So when you have 650, it will spread all over.
Believers can get involved by starting a WhatsApp group or by donating to support the translation process, which Tippett says is the biggest expense. Most of all, pray that the risen Jesus would be proclaimed throughout the world as a result of this WhatsApp program. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.